L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Ghost Stories Online.
When you sign up to be an EPP, extra podcast person to Real Ghost Stories Online, you'll have access to the best ghost stories we've ever told.
The oven doors started slamming open and closed. And in places like this, oven doors take up entire walls.
Never before had I seen such clear evidence of something non-human being in a room with me.
Because it felt like somebody was here. You know, you see, I did it written in paint, where you just painted.
These are stories only EPP members have access to.
I don't know why, but I just wonder if that scream isn't a family member that was there to claim their loved one.
There was, like, something standing there right in the threshold of the doorway, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't breathe.
It's only $5 a month when you sign up at realghoststoriesonline.com by clicking Become an EPP.
There was an old lady standing at the foot of the bed, and she said she could see details and everything. You know, it just looked like an old lady standing at the foot of the bed.
You'll get access to the best ghost stories and exclusive video content we've ever created.
I have no doubt in my mind that it was completely supernatural.
But it felt like it was in my head. Like, it didn't feel like I was hearing it. It felt like it was in my head.
Become an EPP now and help keep our show on the air. At realghoststoriesonline.com, click Become an EPP.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost story with us, you can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or even email your audio file to us, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again.
Hi.
It's kind of fun in the middle of December to be sitting here doing a show and going, oh, look, there's a severe weather alert. that's joyous. It's kind of spring-like here today, though.
It is. And, you know, it lasts longer and it starts earlier.
So it's a trade-off.
It is.
It is. But the skies are ripe for storms.
Oh, gosh.
You like that?
Aren't you special?
Aren't I? 855-853-4802 is our phone number at the program to share your experiences with us. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I'm a new listener to the podcast. Over the course of the past couple days, I've had to drive almost 14 hours. So I stumbled upon this, and I love it. It passes the time. It's super interesting to me. And it got me thinking about some spooky stuff that had happened to me. So I just thought I would share just for the fun of it. So, yeah, here it goes. The first thing that happened to me happened a few years ago. So I was probably 14 or 15. I'm 18 now. So you know, it was a while ago, but what happened was I was babysitting my younger cousin and sister, and, you know, my parents and my aunt and uncle had, you know, gone out. It was only going to be a few hours. You know, so we were all just sitting around talking. They had just gotten a new alarm system put in, you know, a few months back. So it was pretty high tech. You know, there would be no reason for it to malfunction or anything like that. And, you know, they told me before they left, you know, the only way that this should go off is if somebody is physically inside of the house. You know, if they're shaking the door handle or anything like that, it's not going to go off. Only if the door is physically opened, you know, and someone is inside. You know, so if that happens, you know, just be prepared, blah, blah, blah. That, you know, of course, they did not think that would happen. They're also like, you know, turn all the music down, you know, because also loud noises will trigger this. So I was like, cool, okay, like, didn't think anything of it. Well, a few hours later, this alarm starts going off. It's super loud, you know. Me being 14 or 15 at the time, I start freaking out. You know, my cousin and my sister are way, you know, three or four years younger than me. So, you know, I was so scared. I had no idea what to do. I called my parents. I'm like, you guys need to get here. Somebody's in this house. I don't know what to do. You know, I'm crying. The girls are crying. You know, they're like, just sit on the phone with us. We'll be there as soon as we can. Luckily, my younger cousin had a phone, so I called the cops from that one. Thankfully, you know, they get there pretty quick. But in the meantime, they had a dog. And, you know, the wall was pretty thin between outside and the bedroom. And their dog is just going crazy. Like, and, I mean, this dog was so chill, like, it was very unlike it, and it just starts freaking out, you know. So I was like, something's wrong, you know. So finally the cops get there, and the dog still would just not, you know, just be chill. Like, it was going nuts. And so the police do a thorough search, and, like, you know, they told me, my parents, my aunt and my uncle, they're like, nobody was in this house. You know, all the doors were locked before, you know, everyone left. Nobody's been in here. You know, like, they asked us if we had been listening to music or something. You know, we dropped something that was, you know, would have triggered it. And literally, we were just sitting there the whole time. So I thought that was just really creepy. But, you know, the next thing that had happened, just happened this past year. Me and my younger sister were going to stay with my aunt and uncle for the weekend because my parents were going out of town. My younger cousin goes, you guys don't want to stay there. And we're like, why? She's like, Dad, tell them. So my uncle's a pretty, you know, quiet guy, but, you know, he looks at us and he just has this look on his face. And he's like, I don't, like, really want to talk about this, but, you know, I guess I'll go ahead and tell y'all. So we're like, okay. He's like, I just don't like staying in that room. And so we're like, why? And he's like, you know, one night I woke up and there was this shadow, like, it seemed like the devil, you know, but it has these red eyes. He's like, I don't know if it was a dream. I, you know, still to this day don't know, but, you know, every time I've tried to sleep in there, I feel like something's watching me. That room is always way colder than the rest of the house. Like, I literally just can't sleep in there, you know. He's like, nothing really has ever happened. You know, I don't know if I was hallucinating that night or what, but I just can't stay in there. He was like, you know, but you guys are welcome to, you know, stay wherever you want. And my younger cousin goes, Dad, you need to tell them the rest. And so he's like, okay. He's like, well, maybe a few months or years ago, the Discovery Channel had actually come and done a story on their block, you know, where they lived. So the house across and to the right of them, actually, no one was living there at the time, but there was a man that lived there. He was an older man that had passed away, but he had lived there, and he collected old war antiques. And so the Discovery Channel, he contacted them and said that there was a spirit attached to one of the antiques, and it was a little girl. And so, you know, I don't know if it actually aired or what, or how my aunt and uncle heard about it, but, you know, my uncle started saying that he had seen the little girl. And so we're like, wait a minute, like, what are you talking about? And he goes, he says, you know, I don't like talking about it, but I guess I will right now. So he goes, you know, there's this little girl in this yellow dress that comes, you know, to the house sometimes. And so he's like, I'm like, well, why do you say that? And he's like, you know, sometimes I stay up late watching TV in the living room. You know, I just like to sit on my recliner. He's like, and this will be 2-3 o'clock in the morning sometimes. He's like, I know, you know, your cousin and your aunt are asleep, and I'll hear footsteps, you know, like running across our wooden floor in the kitchen, you know, and I'll say Mia or, you know, my aunt's name, and, you know, they're asleep. He's like, I know that it's that little girl. He's like, I don't think it's a bad spirit. I just think, you know, she kind of roams around the block. He says that, you know, sometimes he'll turn and just like this flash of a yellow dress with this long hair will go by him. You know, so I turn to my aunt and I say, well, what do you, like, have you seen anything? And she's like, yes, like, you know, sometimes I'll be at home by myself doing laundry, and she's like, specifically this one time I looked down the hallway and there was a little girl just, you know, smiling, and as soon as I looked her way, she ran. You know, so, I mean, it doesn't seem to be a spirit that they feel is, you know, bad or demonic or anything like that, but I just thought that was really creepy. So ever since I told that story and I stayed with them that weekend, I have not stayed. But yeah, I just thought that was pretty interesting. Thought you guys would like to know that. Keep up the great work on the podcast. I really enjoy listening to it. Have a good day.
I could see that being the case where it's a little girl and she's attached to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she doesn't like the person who's collecting all these war items, but she's like, oh, this other family down the street, I kind of like them.
Yeah, it's kind of pick your family as a ghost.
And the way she just kind of shows up and then she takes off, you know, I don't think she's anything but a little girl.
Yeah, just acting like a little girl, mm-hmm. Except a ghost.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here. And Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Well, as you know, EPPs, they have the opportunity when you sign up for the yearly membership, you can either do the bunk bed bell or have the one-on-one conversation where we can discuss stories a little bit more in depth. Than just...
with the teller.
With the teller.
The storyteller.
Yes. Beyond just an email conversation or something like that. And Melissa took us up on that. She signed up for that EPP membership, that yearly one. And we have her on the line. Melissa, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys?
I am doing well. Thank you for joining us today. I'm interested in hearing your stories. I know you sent me two little synopsises. Is that a word? Synopsises?
Synopsis?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Synopsis?
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, look at somebody who knows
something today.
Knows the language better than we do. Anyway, Melissa, I'm looking forward to hearing your expounded version of this. There's another word I don't know if I used correctly. Expounded version? I don't know. Melissa, tell us more about some of your stories. Let's start with the one where about the nightly visits you said you were having for about 2 to 3 weeks in a row.
Absolutely, for sure. I was in college and living at home, and this was when we were in a two-story home, and we had only moved two times while I was with my parents and as I finished up school. So I was in college, and I knew final exams were coming up soon, and so one night, a Friday, I went to bed around 10:30 or so, and then the next moment when I woke up and I was a little confused because, one, it was still dark out. And I turned around from my bed because I usually liked to sleep facing my window so my back would be to the rest of the room. And the reason I turned around and woke up in the first place was because I felt a hand nudge my upper arm like my mom would do in the morning, because she actually had an at-home kid care business that she did. And so a few parents would drop off their kids from the neighborhood. And so I would help her in the mornings before I took off for school to like do diaper changes, change their outfits, you know, get them their food. And so I turned around and it was dark. I mean, there was no sun out. It was the middle of the night. You could just tell. And it really felt like my mother's hand. But when I looked at the room, it was empty. And so I thought nothing of it and I went back to sleep. And before I went back to sleep, I checked my phone and it was about 3:02. And so the weekend passes, nothing happens. And then by that Monday, the same thing happened at 3 a.m. I felt a hand on my upper arm kind of give a little, just a little tug. And it felt like my mom trying to wake me up just as regular in the mornings. And again, no one was there. So I frowned at the room because, one, it's the middle of the night, and who's going to be waking me up besides my mother or my dad? And so this followed the following week. And so I was getting a little more stressed out because final exams were definitely coming up sooner, and this was starting to happen every night. And so it would happen every night at like 3 a.m., and I swear, it felt like my mother's hand. She mm-hmm. woke me up the same way every morning, but there was no one there. And so by the end of the second week, I would start, before I would go to bed, my nightly routine would be I would check my door, and I would lock it. I would go to my closet door, and I would shut it. And I didn't have any lights because I had my window, and so I would leave them slightly open so there would still be some light. And I would go to sleep with my facing the window like I usually did. But still, every night I would get woken up at 3 a.m. by a hand just kind of nudging my arm just the way that my mom would. And so finally, like going on the third week, I get woken up. And so I turn around and I get up because at that point, like I sit up in my bed. At that point, I'm so just annoyed because, you know, I'm going through final exams. I'm trying to study really hard and focus on that. But I keep getting interrupted in, you know, sleeping and trying to rest. Mm-hmm. And so I just get up and sit up in my bed and I look at the room. And of course, no one's there. I got up to check my door. It was still locked. You know, there was nothing there. And so I sit on my bed and I look at the corner farthest from my bed because for some reason, my eyes are just drawn towards the corner and I can't really see anything. But it does look like the corner is slightly darker than the rest of the room. Like, I didn't turn on any lights. I hadn't opened the blinds or anything, but the corner just looked darker. And there wasn't any furniture. There weren't any lamps. There wasn't anything there to obscure the light more. And so I just focused my attention on that corner. And I was like, look, if you want me to do something for you, if you need me to help you cross over, I am totally willing to do that. It's just I'm getting really tired of you waking me up every night. I'm getting stressed out. I've got final exams. I want to do good in school. So just if you don't need anything from me, can you just leave me alone? And so I waited a couple of seconds. It was probably more like a minute. And I just waited for some type of response because at this point, I'm desperate to just find a solution for this. And the corner kind of clears up. Because, like, I did notice that the corner, like, where the walls meet, the joint, it kind of cleared because it did get, like, a little hazy, I guess. So mm-hmm. it was, like, almost like a dark shadow that was there. I didn't feel anything, like, I didn't feel fear or anything, but it did look obscured to my vision. But after that minute or so, it just kind of cleared up. And then the room felt empty. Like, I didn't feel anything there. Like, before, I did feel like maybe there was a presence there. But after I said my whole spiel, it just kind of went away. And so then I just plopped down back on my bed and went back to sleep. And I kept my eyes open for just a few seconds, but nothing happened. And so I was like, okay, I guess that's it. And then I never got woken up again at 3 a.m.
Isn't that amazing how sometimes just that simple, I'm going to have a quick conversation with the ghost works?
Yeah. It was pretty crazy, but it solved the problem. So I was like, okay.
Oh.
Well, and I really don't feel like from your story that it was wanting to do anything other than maybe actually comfort you, but it had the opposite reaction. And, you know, the stress of getting ready for finals and everything, you know, that sometimes can bring things in, some good things, some not so good things. And I wonder if this was a good thing, like, it's okay, you're going to get through this, pat you on the back, but, you know, waking you up and causing you sleep, obviously, is not helpful.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
No proton pack required. You said you had another story that you wanted to share that also had to do with your mom about a loss that was suffered there in the family, but how kind of a message was brought through. You want to share that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Our whole family is pretty sensitive, and we've all had, you know, various experiences, but this is something that my mom holds really dear to her heart because she has several siblings. I think she has 12 or 13 siblings, and one of her older sisters had two sons. And so about 20 years ago, her sister suffered a really, really traumatic loss of her older son, who was actually killed by a drunk driver. And he died at the scene on impact when the truck ran into him. And he had actually been working with his other brother and his dad. And his dad had finished up the work, and so they were cleaning up the area, and the boys were sent off to gather the cones that were on the street. And so the boys didn't see the drunk driver coming, which is, you know, how it always happens, because drunk drivers are just unpredictable. And when he hit my cousin, he propelled him into the air, and his skull hit the curb. And so it was a very, very traumatic thing. And so my mother was just heartbroken. And of course, I can't even imagine how her sister, my aunt, would have been. And so she just had a really, really, really bad experience with that. And so my mom, she prayed, you know, to God to give her sister some comfort and peace. And soon after that, my mom was in bed asleep. And the boy who died, my cousin, his name's Nathan, he actually visited my mom one night. And my mother woke up because she felt something jolt the bed near her feet. And when she opened her eyes, she saw him as he had been when she had last physically seen him and when he had been alive. And so he was about 9 years old. And I asked her to describe him, and she said that he looked solid, and he kind of had a glow to him. He wasn't ghostly. You couldn't see through him. And he nudged the bed again, and when she made eye contact with him, he approached her, and she didn't feel scared. He just approached her and walked up right beside her head, and then he smiled. And when he smiled, my mom felt immediate peace and relief, and she knew that everything was okay. And of course, she was still sad that he was gone. But, you know, he came to her to let her know, I'm okay, and I love you, and, you know, I'll see you soon, or I'll see you sometime. And so my mom really held that experience dear to her heart, and she didn't really tell anybody for the longest time. But about 15 years later, we were actually giving Nathan's brother a ride to Arizona from Texas. And so we had picked him up in the panhandle of Texas, and we were driving to Arizona, and they were talking into the night. And I remember being in the car when we did that. And at one point, my mom told Nathan's brother her experience. And he actually told her that he had goosebumps all over because he and Nathan's dad, you know, the other son and the father, they had both had a similar experience soon after he had died, where Nathan had visited them both and done the exact same thing. He had nudged their bed, and he walked close to them, and then he smiled. And they said that they had felt just peace and love, and it just really changed the way they looked at his death. And so they both were kind of just awestruck, you know, that they both had very similar experiences to this. And they knew it had to be true because none of them had told anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just like, wow, this is so, so special. And so that was a really, really neat experience that she's shared with our family a few times.
That's one of those that really kind of can confirm this wasn't a dream. This wasn't me hallucinating, where you have the two parties from in totally different areas having very, very similar experiences around the same person.
Yeah.
So that's one of those extra pieces where when you get the questions of, well, how do you know it wasn't a dream? How do you know it wasn't, like, there you go. That's mm-hmm. that right there is how. So
absolutely.
Thank you for sharing those experiences with us. You got some good ghost stories there.
Thank you. Yeah, I've got a few more, so I can't wait to share them with you guys.
Yes, please, please do continue to contribute by calling in and writing in. And now that you're an EPP, you have access to the FastPass email as well, where you can get those stories to the front of the line as well with the level of your membership. So you can email those into us as well and get them on even sooner.
Yeah.
So thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, and I look forward to hearing more of your stories.
For sure. And I just wanted to add,
love
your channel, and I love the banter that you and Jenny have, because I especially treasure the times when Jenny's tone changes, when you start to go into your singing songs tangent, because it's so familiar to me. Like, I often do that with my husband, and so it just makes me, like, cackle with laughter when I'm listening, because Jenny's tone is, like, automatically, it just switches from like, no, I'm not going to sing that. It's just, you guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe we should do a song right now just to...
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Thank you for talking to us today, and thanks for being an EPP. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
And keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome.
We will. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost story.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
With us, let's go to another caller over here. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Tony and Jenny, this is Drew from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I have quite a few stories, but I'm going to call back with a lot of the other creepier ones. I'm going to start with the one that started everything. I was really little. I was maybe about 5 or 6. At the time, I was living in Jackson, and we meaning my family, had lived in this house in Jackson for years. I had been living there since I was born, and we lived there until I was about 14 years old. And from that time, just in that time period that we were there, stuff got real dark real fast. And we were told by pastors, priests, that it was evil and it was dark and that we needed to either get out or get some kind of help. But it didn't start off mean. Now, when I was really little, when I was like 5 or 6, I had left my, like, a teddy bear or like a blanket or something down in the basement where we were playing. And I had asked my brother and his friend to come downstairs with me because I was super freaked out in the basement. I never went down there by myself. I asked them to come downstairs with me to come get it. So we go to the stairs, we turn the light on, and there's like that patch of light that when you turn the light on from the hall, it just extends so far and then just cuts off. I had a little Tonka truck that was sitting there in the light. And as we're walking down the stairs, we hear a rocking horse, like an old rocking horse with the metal springs and everything. We heard that start rocking, like, violently, like, not, like, back and forth, like, violently, like, it was shaking. And that Tonka truck that was sitting in the light, that had moved all by itself from the light into where the dark, where you couldn't see it anymore. And then we saw what we thought was one of our remote control cars. We thought that its headlights had turned on. We saw two red lights underneath a table that we had left these cars. Now, scared shitless, we run back upstairs and we said, forget it. And then the next morning, my brother and I went downstairs to go grab my stuff. And that Tonka truck was there or whatever. And we went to go look at the remote control cars. And those cars were not under that table. There was nothing underneath that table. And we had gone to ask my parents. And we're little, so mind you, they're going to try to make sure that I'm not, like, scared or anything. So they basically told me that it was nothing. You were seeing stuff. You and your brother are imagining things. Don't worry about it. There's nothing here. And I tried to tell them, well, these lights turned on. Those cars aren't there. Did you guys move them? They're like, no, we haven't even been in the basement. But we used to see, like, shadow figures. The main one that we would see was, like, we had all seen it. It was a little boy. And you could make out its distinct figure. It was definitely a boy. He would stand around corners and kind of, like, peek around the corner and stare at you. He would, like, run from room to room, but it wasn't running. You didn't hear footsteps. You would just catch it off the corner of your eye, and you would look, and you would see. It looked like someone was, like, jumping from one bedroom to the next, and it was made the hair on the back of your neck stand up, give you chills. It was pretty freaky. That's my first story. It's not that scary, but like I said, I'll get into the crazy stuff a little bit later. I'm hoping to become an EPP soon. I just recently discovered your show about 2 weeks ago when I started my new job, and I've been catching up on older episodes, and I am addicted. The work day flies by, and it's great. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Love the show. It's fantastic. I appreciate that you guys have a podcast dedicated to real stories from people that have been through some pretty creepy shit. So thanks, guys.
He probably has no idea that I'm from that town.
I was going to ask, do you know Drew from Fond du Lac?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, just thought. You know, it's a small town.
It is. And just when I heard that, I'm like, huh, that's interesting. So there you go. Thank you, Drew, for sharing that experience with us. Obviously, something that would stand with you or stay with you.
I really feel for parents when their kids come to them and say, hey, you know, there's crazy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so torn. You're like, do I make them feel better by saying, oh, you know, that was a dream? Or mm-hmm. or do I tell them, yeah, you might have seen something? And it's just like, it's catch 22. Because I think I have one child I would handle one way and another mm-hmm. that I'd handle a different way.
I was going to say, it just all depends, I think, on the personality of the kid and how they'd handle it.
Yeah.
And just, it's how people are. Mm-hmm. Everybody's different how they would take that information and either... you know, it will affect you in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, you know, it'll either be like nightmares endlessly or like a severe curiosity about the topic for the rest of their lives.
Sure.
You know, one or the other. 855-853-4802 is our number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's get another caller. Hi, you are on the air.
Hello, Tony. Mark from Houston, Texas. I listened to your radio program occasionally. I've got to release this to someone that would appreciate it. I lived in Corpus Christi, Texas for a considerable amount of years, and I'm more prone to riding motorcycles than driving automobiles. I had a job downtown on the bayfront, and there was a cemetery between my home and the bayfront road. Because I was lazy, I went through the cemetery that is between that road and the Ocean Drive road, and nothing's ever happened for 15 years or so. I was coming back from a Christmas party on my motorcycle one evening, cutting through the cemetery as normal, And I stopped to light a cigarette. And when I gazed off to my right, there I was sitting I was sitting right there by the mausoleum. It's the only thing I can say. I didn't think anything of it, but I saw a shadow, and when I looked over, it had moved. I thought nothing of it, so I took off, and I looked over to my right, and there was a shadow following me. And when I sped up, it sped up. When I slowed down, it slowed down. I'm thinking, this is pretty creepy. And I stopped, and it stopped, and I looked at it, but I really didn't see anything more than a gray, cloudy-looking thing. But I got the heck out of that cemetery. I made a left, and I went bye-bye. But the thing had followed me all the way to the first street light, and then it vanished. Hope you like my story. It's as true as I can make it because it happened, but it was about 30 years ago. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Maybe it just wanted to follow him because it realized he could see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just kind of a, hey, wait, you know.
You found me.
I want to go too because you know that I exist.
Just wants to go for a ride.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't, I mean, obviously very creepy to have that in a cemetery, but it doesn't sound super super ominous.
Yeah, just it's kind of there and just hanging out, and
totally believe him.
At first I was gonna say it's like, because he's like, I moved and then it moved. It's like that's a normal shadow. That's just
but
it's the middle of the night and it's shadows aren't there. I was just, you know, I was just kind of kidding in my mind.
I'm sure he saw that.
I know, but yeah, what an experience that would be. And I guess that'd be a good one where it's like, if you want to have a ghost experience, that would be the type of ghost experience to have. Kind of creepy, not very threatening, and then you're kind of done with it.
I bet he'd never cut through that cemetery again.
I bet he didn't. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an EPP extra podcast person. Sign up to do that on our website at ghostpodcast.com. You can sign up right through there and access all the episodes through the website. Or if you use Patreon and want to sign up through Patreon, there's several options there on how to be an EPP as well. So please support us. Keep this thing going at ghostpodcast.com. That's where it all starts. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.